We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Here in Southern California, an earthquake can strike at any time. On the line with me is Glenn Pomeroy, CEO of the California Earthquake Authority. Thank you so much for joining me today.
No, Vicki, my pleasure. Thank you.
Tell us about the Great California Shakeout Earthquake Drill that took place across the state a few weeks ago.
Well, you know, it's become the biggest earthquake preparedness drill in the world. Started right here in California about 10 or 12 years ago, and now it happens the third Thursday of every October. And other states have adopted it, too. And actually, other countries have as well. It's become an international event. So it's the International Shakeout Day is really an opportunity for wherever someone in the world, wherever someone lives, they live in an area that they may have some earthquake risk. It's just a good idea to at least spend one day a year just really focusing on it. What would I do when the ground shakes? Know exactly how to respond and what additional steps should take to get prepared. It's a good day to just kind of remind us all of the importance of getting ready.
What are some of those steps that we should be taking?
What we really focus on shakeout day is how to keep yourself safe. When the ground shakes, it comes in an instant. There's not time to think or prepare, and it's a frightening thing, and so you can't go research what you're going to do. So you got to just have the muscle memory built into place. And the thing is to be ready to drop, cover, and hold on. Drop to the ground immediately. Don't go walking around looking for a better place. Wherever you are, drop to the ground. Cover your head. So if there's a table nearby, drop and cover under the table. But if it's not a table, just get down, get low. Don't go looking for a table. Drop, cover, and take your hands and wrap them around the back of your head. Cover your head because it's going to be the things that are falling off the walls and the ceilings that are going to hit you in the head that will really cause injury. So drop to the ground. Cover your head. And then just hold on. Wait till the ground quits shaking. Then, when it's quit shaking, get up and look for the safest way out of the building.
And how can we ensure that people know how to act out what they've practiced?
It's just a good thing to practice. So the Great Shakeout Day is a good annual event, kind of reminding us all to take part in it. You can go online and sign up and join. Oh, I think over 6 million Californians did the drill this year. Many more have done in the past, but this year it was all online. And I think we've had 10, 11 million sometimes in the past. But it shouldn't just be done shakeout day either. You know, if you live in earthquake country, it's just a good idea to just talk about every now and around the dinner table or remind the kids from time to time, here's what happens when the ground shakes, and know how to keep yourself safe. It's just a matter of practice makes perfect, and it must be done before the event happens, before the earthquake hits, because then it's just too late to try to figure out what to do.
What's the probability of a major earthquake occurring in California?
Well, California's earthquake country. Two-thirds of the nation's earthquake risk is right here under our borders. Scientists say there's a 99% probability of a 6.7 magnitude earthquake happening sometime in the next 30 years. And 6.7 was the magnitude of the Northridge earthquake that took place back in 1994. So it's going to happen again, for sure, somewhere in California, 99% probability. But I think what gets my attention even a little bit more is there's a 75% chance of a 7.0 earthquake in Southern California. It's happening sometime during that period of time, and you don't know when or don't know where, but you know, it's a pretty good chance that Southern California is going to get hit again by a really big earthquake, much bigger than Northridge. So I think the thing to do is just know it's going to happen sometime. Could be today, could be weeks from now, could be years away. Can't know when, so just be prepared.
I'm speaking with Glenn Pomeroy, CEO of the California Earthquake Authority. How can Californians prepare for a damaging earthquake?
Lots of things that you can do. Know how to keep yourself safe. Make sure you have sort of the finances in order. Earthquake damage isn't covered in your homeowner's policy. You need a separate earthquake insurance policy if you're going to be covered for that damage. And you can get that from the nonprofit California Earthquake Authority or from other companies who are out there selling earthquake insurance. The main thing is, regardless of where you obtain it, look into it, because you're putting all of your life savings that you have tied up in your equity at risk for being lost in a heartbeat if there's an earthquake. But there's also some things you can do to physically strengthen your home, especially older homes built, let's say, before 1980. They were built before building codes got strengthened. And homes older than that, let's say they were built around World War II time, 1940 or before, they're more than likely just a disaster waiting to happen. What we find is that homes that are built in that era, if there's a crawl space between the main floor and the foundation of the earth, that home is likely, that heavy home is just likely sitting on top of vertical studs holding up that heavy home. And when the ground shakes, those studs wobble back and forth and just topple over, and it looks like the house had the rug pulled out from under it. So there are things you can do at relatively low cost. Just get a contractor over, or you can do it yourself if you're talented. It takes a couple days. Go into that crawl space, put in some braces and bolts, and wrap it in plywood. You dramatically lower the chances of that home being a catastrophic failure. It's a good thing to do to make yourself safer. And then actually, it can dramatically lower the cost of your earthquake insurance as well, because you've dramatically lowered the prospects of that home getting wiped out.
You suggested that some people could even do this themselves. So a seismic retrofit is not such a huge construction job? Is it expensive?
It really is not too big of a job. Someone who really knows what they're doing can get it done in actually a day or two. They don't need to come inside the house. It's all done underneath the house in that crawl space. I don't have any carpenter skills, so I can't say that I could do it. But, you know, someone who's pretty handy could go online and take a look at where the braces and bolts need to be applied and how you wrap that all in plywood, and do it yourself, can't do it themselves. They got to fit in that crawl space, and sometimes that can get a little tight, but there are ways to get that done. If someone wants to check into how to do it, there's a website with some handy tips. It's strengthenmyhouse.com. Strengthenmyhouse.com. Show you the basic steps in this basic form of retrofit. Other homes that are built maybe on a hillside, or it's a home that sits on top of a garage, living space over a garage, they can be more complicated. And there, I'm going to get a contractor involved. But for the basic home sitting on top of a crawl space, yeah, a contractor could knock that out in a couple of days, $3,000 or $4,000, or do it yourself, or could tackle it by going to the hardware store and getting the kind of braces and bolts they need to get the job done.
I've been speaking with Glenn Pomeroy, CEO of the California Earthquake Authority. Glenn, could you give us the website for the California Earthquake Authority, along with the website to get information about strengthening our houses once again, please?
You bet. Go to earthquakeauthority.com, earthquakeauthority.com, to get all sorts of information about earthquakes and how to look into how much an earthquake insurance policy would cost you at your address. earthquakeauthority.com. And for some real helpful tips in terms of how to retrofit that older home, go to strengthenmyhouse.com. strengthenmyhouse.com. Both handy sites with lots of information for you.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Vicki, thank you. My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.